Welcome to Tech Pulse. Today, we're kicking off with a game-changing move by IBM, eyeing an $11 billion acquisition of Confluent. This could be a major shakeup in the AI data landscape. Let's dive in.
IBM's pursuit of Confluent is a strategic move to enhance its capabilities in managing real-time data flows, leveraging Confluent's expertise with Apache Kafka. This acquisition positions IBM to empower AI models with real-time data access, a crucial factor for businesses looking to optimize decision-making processes. The $11 billion deal underscores IBM's commitment to leading the AI-driven transformation by integrating Confluent's open-source solutions, which are pivotal in sectors like finance and telecommunications. By securing Confluent, IBM not only expands its portfolio, but also fortifies its competitive stance against cloud giants like AWS and Microsoft Azure.
This certainly sets the stage for intense competition. Speaking of strategy, OpenAI seems to be shifting gears as well. What's the latest there?
OpenAI is making headlines with its internal shakeup and strategic pivot towards enhancing AI capabilities. The head of ChatGPT outlined a vision for AI superpowers, emphasizing the organization's commitment to addressing the code-red scenarios brought about by rapid AI advancements. This involves reassessing their development priorities and ensuring that AI tools remain reliable and transparent. In parallel, OpenAI has turned off app suggestions that resembled ads, a move to bolster user trust and improve user experience. These steps are part of OpenAI's broader strategy to maintain its leadership in the AI field while adapting to evolving market demands and ethical standards.
OpenAI's proactive approach is crucial in today's fast-paced tech environment. Let's now turn our attention to the autonomous vehicle sector. What's accelerating there?
The autonomous vehicle industry is experiencing a surge in momentum as companies ramp up their efforts to bring self-driving technology to market. This accelerated push is driven by advancements in AI and machine learning, which are essential for developing reliable autonomous systems. With major players investing heavily in R&D, the future of transportation could see a significant shift towards automation. However, challenges remain, particularly in regulatory approval and public acceptance, which companies must navigate carefully to achieve widespread adoption.
Autonomous vehicles certainly have a road ahead of them. Now, shifting gears to the financial sector, there's news from Coinbase in India.
Coinbase is making a strategic re-entry into the Indian market by resuming user onboarding and planning to introduce a fiat on-ramp next year. This move is part of Coinbase's broader strategy to expand its footprint in emerging markets, capitalizing on the growing interest in cryptocurrency trading in India. By enhancing accessibility and user experience, Coinbase aims to solidify its position in one of the world's most promising markets for digital currencies.
It's an exciting time for crypto enthusiasts in India. On a different note, Meta seems to be facing delays with its mixed reality efforts.
Meta has announced a delay in the release of its mixed reality glasses until 2027. This postponement is attributed to development challenges as Meta continues to refine its AR/VR technology. The delay raises questions about Meta's competitive strategy in the rapidly evolving AR/VR market, where timing and innovation are critical to capturing market share.
Timing is indeed everything in tech. As we wrap up, let's touch on Intel's push to sustain Moore's Law.
Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger is championing a collaborative approach with the government to sustain Moore's Law, which predicts the doubling of microchip transistors every 2 years. Gelsinger emphasizes the need for federal support to drive innovation and maintain competitive edge in semiconductor technology, which is foundational to AI development and numerous other tech advancements.
Intel's call for support highlights the intersection of tech and policy. That's all for today's Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more insights and updates in our next episode. Thanks for listening.